Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're joined by Anna Lauder, co-founder and director of Hampstead, a 416-acre new urbanist community in Montgomery, Alabama, where she leads the town planning, design, construction, and marketing. And Anna, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anna, you're more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing all the details. Sounds quite exciting what you have going on there in Alabama. So you're a female in what has historically been a male-dominated industry, at least most would think so. What inspired you to build a career in the housing industry? That would be great to hear how all that worked out for you there.
Well, you're right. It is very male-dominated. There's no doubt about that. I suppose I come by it naturally. Both my father and my grandfather were in construction and real estate development. And of course, you know, they focused on more, you know, simple residential housing and, you know, building in their era and what was happening in those time periods. But my husband and I, we approached it a little differently. You know, we got into real estate development in 2005, and our focus was really on reinvestment in city centers and existing communities and parts of town that might have been overlooked or, you know, had great bones, but could use some new life. So we started with mixed-use development, you know, bringing residential plus retail, office, restaurant, you know, just some sort of life back to existing town centers. And then that led to where we are today with Hampstead and just building new community based on the idea of mixed-use development. So that's sort of the backstory of how I got into the field. It is pretty unusual still to have a female developer, or especially someone who's a female in new construction, especially in the Southeast. I'll throw that in too. But, you know, it's great. There's a lot of really skilled architects and builders and craftspeople out there, and kind of like changing the narrative and showing that females can do it just as well, if not better, than men.
I bet so. Good stuff there. And tell us, kind of shifting gears a little bit, what advice would you share with others who aspire to be entrepreneurs? A lot of entrepreneurs tune in to this program here.
Well, you know, there's a couple of really important points that we have learned along the way. And of course, everybody has their own path. You definitely need to learn from not just your successes, but most definitely from your mistakes. And sometimes failure can be your best friend, because really you learn what not to do and it impacts you, and you move on from there in a stronger position. So, you know, when we started, it was 2005, it was a completely different economic world. The Great Recession had not hit. And so, you know, everything was possible back in those days. And what it taught us during those difficult years from 2008 to 2011, 12, was to really focus on scalability and doing things in an incremental way. So what that means is to not get too far ahead of yourself, to be able to always see, you know, what is your path now and what is your exit strategy in case you need to pivot and turn. And what we like about your urbanism is being able to pivot if needed between residential work, commercial work, retail, apartments, anything that is we see as an upcoming demand or upcoming market, we can look to, and anything that we see as perhaps slowing, we can pull back from. So flexibility is a very important aspect, and also just doing work that you're passionate about. So if you're interested in real estate development in any way, you know, whether that's home building or whether that's, you know, building things for lease, be it apartments or commercial work, just do what you're passionate about, because that's what's going to give you satisfaction.
I agree 100% with that. Good stuff and good advice. Thank you so much for taking time to respond to that. Well, now, how did your personal and professional experiences influence how you designed and developed Handstead? Talk to us about that as well.
Sure. Well, it's a pretty interesting backstory. I met my husband, who's also my business partner, when I was living in London. He's British, and so we met, and while we were living there, you know, of course you appreciate the beautiful things in England, but what we really loved was the planning aspect, you know, that you can have small little neighborhoods where everything is in a walkable distance from where you live and where you work. So we started looking into the history of some of these neighborhoods, one being Hampstead in the north of London, and found out the backstory of, you know, it was London's first garden suburb. So that was, you know, an area that was planned. So it was a new neighborhood where all of the aspects of daily life are combined in a way that also takes in outdoor space and civic use and all the things that really make life tick. And so we really delved into sort of the history of planning, not just in England, but then how it spread over to the United States. And that's how we came across New Urbanism. And for those who might not know, you know, New Urbanism is a way of planning and designing neighborhoods and existing towns and reworking existing places to traditional planning methods that, you know, the great cities and towns in the United States were planned all around. So say Boston, Savannah, Charleston, New Orleans, traditional planning patterns where you have connected street networks, walkable places, and a mixture of uses. So we started seeing this new movement called New Urbanism, which has essentially been led by Andreas Dewani and his wife, Liz Platter-Zyberg, and the two of them are the principals and founders of DPZ. And we were just fascinated. And so a long story short, we got in touch with them, and Andreas really became one of our mentors, and he is the town planner at Hampstead. So, you know, we came by this by living in other places and then really sought to bring it back to where we were living and create new communities based off these ideas.
Well, I got to tell you, that is quite interesting, your feedback and details on how all that worked out and how you designed and developed Hampstead from your personal and professional experiences. Now, the national housing market has been in strong demand for more than a year now. Or it actually has seen strong demand for more than a year. How has demand and the labor lumber shortage impacted Hampstead? I'm sure listeners would appreciate some feedback on that.
Yes, it's been a crazy couple of years. There's no doubt that COVID and the global pandemic, at first it looked like it would, you know, be terrible for businesses, but then it turned out to be quite a blessing as far as demand for residential homes has gone. So in 2020, it was an incredible year for home sales and new home contracts and new construction. I think in last year we had a 40% increase year over year from the prior period of time. And then this year has continued. So 2021, we've seen, again, 40% growth year over year for new contracts and construction. But we've also seen some real challenges. And you hit on some critical ones, one being lumber price spike, which happened and was just astonishing. And now what we're all experiencing, which is material shortages, whether that's due to lack of raw materials or a lack of transportation and labor, you know, to get them on site. So it's been a 1-2 punch. So while we do have incredibly strong demand, it's a challenge to, you know, be able to start and complete homes and deliver them to the customer. So whereas before we could build a new home, you know, in 5 to 6 months, now, because of lack of labor and materials, we're looking at 7 to 8 as a minimum. So it does impact, you know, while we've had price increases, labor shortages, material shortages, we have we still do have the blessing of high demand. So it's a challenge, but it's not a bad place to be in. Let's put it that way.
certainly not surprised to hear about the lumber shortage there, but it sounds like you've got it under control and moving in the right direction. Today, we're joined by Anna Lauder, co-founder and director of Hampstead, a 416-acre new urbanist community in Montgomery, Alabama, where she leads the town planning, design, construction, and marketing. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Anna, what's next for you and what is your prediction for the housing market? Will supply finally catch up with the demand?
Of course. You know, everything is cyclical in life, just as it is in business. And, you know, just as we've seen demand increase over the past 2 years with the pandemic, we will see the challenge of meeting that demand. You know, we'll get through the material shortages that we have, and we'll be able to meet it with the supply of new houses. But, you know, there's always the other aspect, which as supply meets demand, demand could fall off. We will see this change. You know, the market can't stay this hot forever. And if I've learned nothing in 15 years, is that you need to expect that everything will come around in a circle. So while we enjoy this time, we also know to plan for a slower time ahead. You know, there's always a chance, a very good chance, that interest rates will increase. And we do need to get inflation in check and get through the lack of materials like windows, which are very important to build houses with. But, you know, I predict that supply will increase, will meet the demand, and hopefully we might see demand fall off as COVID is under control and becomes more of an issue that we can deal with, and we can get back to a bit more predictable normalcy.
Lastly, Anna, we're currently seeing more demand than supply in the housing market. What advice would you give to a potential home buyer who wants to set themselves apart from competing offers for a home?
That's a great question, and it's really important for buyers to know what sellers are looking for. So, you know, as a seller, I would most definitely encourage buyers who are putting offers in to make it as easy as possible for that seller to select them. And by that, I mean, you know, I would recommend coming in at full price, at asking price. If you can go higher, you know, do that if that's a possibility that the seller will accept. But come in, you know, if you can make it not contingent on any other sale, if you can make it not contingent on certain types of financing, if you do not ask the seller for you know, contributions such as closing costs or new appliances or anything that could delay the closing, your offer will be a much more attractive offer. And, you know, having a good attitude and a great spirit really does go a long way. And letting the seller know that you want to be in their house, in their community, and this is the house that will be your forever home, does have an impact on a seller's decision.
Well, we certainly have enjoyed your visit. Really interesting, and we certainly wish you nothing but continued success. Where can listeners get all the details on Hampstead? They're in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm assuming folks could be in touch as needed through the website as well.
They can go online to our website. It's hampsteadliving.com. A quick Google search will bring it up. And also our Instagram and Facebook pages have all of our daily updates and news and great things about the community.
Certainly is exciting, Anna. And again, we thank you for all you do. Folks, it is hampsteadliving.com. Anna, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Anna Lauder, co-founder and director of Hampstead, a 416-acre new urbanist community in Montgomery, Alabama, where she leads the town planning, design, construction, and marketing. And for all the details, visit hampsteadliving.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.